Message number 1139. I promised my father that I would pursue every soul for whom I sacrificed my life. And I will. Tuesday, June 3, 2014 at 18:22. My dearly beloved daughter, it is my intention to bring about conversion to every nation in the world and to do this quickly. My love for you all is so great that I will, even in cases where confusion reigns in the hearts of those who do not know me, intervene in ways which are unknown to humanity up to now. My peace will be given to every soul who sees the light of the truth. My love will bring them a calmness of the spirit which such souls have never truly known. The spirit of truth will be my gift to the world and mankind who do not acknowledge me. Only then can man be open to the divine intervention which is by the command of my beloved Father, so that he can embrace every child of his. The love of God will soon be witnessed by barren souls, souls which remain firmly shut to the influence of the Holy Spirit. The flame of the Holy Spirit will like a sword cut through their hearts, and out will pour upon them an innate understanding as to how cherished each soul is in the eyes of God. The Spirit of Truth will awaken the souls of those who deny me, who pour scorn on those who believe in me, and those who believe in their own invincibility. It will touch the hearts of the haughty, the proud, the arrogant, as well as the ignorant, the hardened sinners who have hatred in their hearts, as well as the lowly. Not one of you will be excluded from this great miracle. I promised my Father that I would pursue every soul for whom I sacrificed my life. And I will. For what good was my death if it meant that even just one sinner could not be saved? I come soon to prepare you all for my salvation. Rejoice, for my time is near. Go, my beloved followers, and remain in love, hope, and anticipation for my great mercy. I will fulfill my promise to every one of you, and you will reap the rewards of my kingdom if you will accept with humility my great outpouring of love. Your Jesus.